Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, the Golden Door Health Retreats are ideal if you wish to make a lasting difference to your health and well-being. A visit to one of their retreats combines relaxation, spa treatments, activities, health education seminars, and delicious healthy cuisine. So today we thought we'd get on the line David Hunter, who is the chef at Golden Door. How are you, David?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How did you get into a health retreat, and what did you do in your career to get there?
I basically got into it by pure accident, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
But it wasn't long before I discovered that there was some point to this. But as I came from a pretty traditional background where it was copious amounts of, you know, fat and sugar and salt and whatnot.
So you changed professions and you end up at the Golden Door. So what things did you have to change about your style and interpretation of food and cooking to be able to complement what the Golden Door is all about?
Well, I had to really, really go back to school, to be honest with you, and I had to learn about nutrition. It was very important. It was one of the most important things I could have started to do. And it was very quickly, I was very quick to sort of to analyse that health food at that particular stage, which I'm going back a couple of decades,
mm-hmm.
I found to be pretty boring, pretty average.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it to be unachievable for most people, you know, in society. They didn't want to go home and create it themselves. So I set about creating dishes and menus that people could actually take home to their own kitchens and provide for their families.
It's interesting in the world that we're living in, though. A lot of people love food and they love watching cooking shows, but they actually don't cook.
That's exactly right. What you've got, TV dinners and fast foods. We don't spend enough time in the kitchen. I think one of the most important things I do say to most people is, you'll think nothing of spending an hour and a half in the gym, but you'll think everything of spending a half an hour in the kitchen.
Exactly. Now tell me, at the Golden Door, your food philosophy is very interesting. What's clean eating all about?
Clean eating is about getting away from over-processed, highly refined products. The less the food's tampered with, the better it is for you nutritionally. And I feel like in this day and age, we're in a minefield of disasters, especially through the supermarkets, where you'll find copious amounts of high sugar foods, salts, and even the dangerous trans fats or hydrogenated fats.
Mm.
We need to get away from that. It's a crying shame that they're allowed to actually exploit the public by using these particularly harmful and dangerous products.
So when we go to the Golden Door, what would someone expect to be eating, and what's the experience like for them?
Well, I don't want to brag, but usually when people come to the Golden Door, they're expecting they're going to be enclosed in a little rabbit hutch,
yeah,
and fed some rabbit food. And the majority of people, I would say 99% of the people are quite actually happy. I had a guy there yesterday who's a sworn carnivore, who at the start of the week was craving a steak, and he actually tapped me on the shoulder yesterday and said, "Listen, forget about the steak now. I'm just loving this." And you've just got to be up for change. You've got to be up to accept change. And it's not drastic. It's not drastic at all. We have beautiful, fresh seafood there, all the fantastic fruit and vegetables and fantastic legumes. It's amazing what you can do if you actually put your mind to it. I feel like we're just a little bit tuned into, you know, watching all the TV shows and following like a flock of sheep. I feel like we should be sort of moving out, you know, in other directions and exploring different cuisines. Because, I mean, if you look at a lot of these Indian cuisines and things like that, they're highly evolved with vegetables and legumes.
Well, David, look, thanks for coming on and talking to us today about your food philosophy. And, of course, you're the chef at the Golden Door. And if you're listening in and would like more details, just jump onto mindfood.com. Thanks, David.
Thanks very much for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.